This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope that you are ready to go today, and the final thing you need to do to be ready is to have some time with God. You know that your relationship with God is like your spiritual fuel for the day. It's through your relationship with God that God's power flows into your life, His life flowing through your life. And that's the work of His Holy Spirit in our lives. We're going through the book of Romans, and we come today to Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. And Paul has just been talking about this struggle we have inside of ourselves every day between our old sinful nature, which he calls the flesh, and our new spiritual way of life. And he says here, "For those who are according to the flesh," this old sinful nature, "set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit." Well, already we see that the mind has a very important role to play in our relationship to the Holy Spirit and to spiritual growth in our lives, victory over the flesh. "Those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace." There, the word mind twice again in another verse. The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Where would you say that your mind is set during most of the day? One of the most important disciplines we can learn is the discipline of having a mindset that is focused on the things of God and on listening to God and His Spirit in our lives. "Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God." And don't you find this in your life, that when you are filling your mind just with secular things and with the sensuality that pervades television and magazines and things like this, when you're setting your mind on those things, you really struggle to keep a pure life, to stay in close relationship with God? Well, the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. It is not even able to do so. So if you're fighting a losing battle in your spiritual life, and you want to know how to move ahead with God, notice what he says. If you stay with your mind focused on the things of the flesh, you are not able. There is no possible way that you're going to be able to walk with God in your life. So be careful what you put into your mind, what you allow to go on in your mind. "And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, for if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Well, the Holy Spirit is the one who gives you the strength and ability to live the life you know you need to live, that you want to live. But in order to maintain your relationship with Him, you must learn to set your mind on the things of the Spirit, not the things of the flesh. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.